Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Thursday, everybody, and welcome to Stephanie's Guided Tarot. From coast to coast and around the globe, I am Stephanie, your host for today, and you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, coming to you live and direct from beautiful Northern California. We are definitely a live call-in show, guys, and I'm going to be doing live free readings all show long. So if you want that reading, give us a call at 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 when you guys get in the queue or join us, because if you don't, we're going to think you're just listening. So make sure you press 1, get into the queue so you can get your free mini reading today. And before we start the show today, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. And I also want to tell you I got a special some special news. I have been trying to get my mother to get on with me. My mother is a professional psychic medium. I am a third generation reader, and my mother is a professional reader. She works on a few different platforms. I believe she's on California Psychics or the Psychic Source, and she is a favorite on Keen. She's going to be joining me next Thursday, and we're going to do a mother-daughter duo, and we're going to trade off, and we're going to do some readings for you guys. You guys will see where I get it from. She's absolutely amazing, and you guys will all get a chance to get a reading with my beautiful mother, Lynn. So I wanted to tell you that, and also I wanted to let you know a little bit more about me, too. I have been reading and doing professional tarot card readings and remote readings for a little over 26 years, and it is definitely my life's passion. I consider myself to be a light worker and an empath. I'm definitely here to help humanity, guide them. I work in the light. I would say I've been doing a lot of healings for a lot of years, and I don't think I could see myself doing anything else. More than anything, I could definitely see into the present. I can see what's happened. I can see what's coming. I'm definitely not a time god. I tend to see timing when you don't ask me. You know, timing is definitely a little bit tricky, especially if you're getting a lot of timing from a lot of different readers. It'll start to confuse you, and the tarot will start to play with you a little bit. It's kind of funny. It's like, I like to think that my tarot is a little alive, too, because my cards talk to me. And I can tell if somebody gets a lot of timing questions or if they've gotten a lot of different timing answers, because I'll see time start to get really confused because the person's really confused. And then the tarot will mess with you a little bit just because you keep repeating the same thing. So make sure you ask your questions directly a little bit different with the tarot. When you want a different answer, if you're trying to get the same thing, you got to come at it a little bit differently. Because if you ask the same questions every day, you're not going to be pleased. That's not how it works there. So you can definitely find me on Google. If you want to find me and have a professional reading done with me, every Thursday I run a special. If you book 10 minutes, you get 5 minutes free, and if you book 15 minutes, you get 10 minutes free. And you can find my pricings and bookings at my website at stephaniesguidedtarot.com. Also, I want to let y'all know I have a very rare ability to look into situations and see a lot of details, but you got to be absolutely specific. That's where I work my best. That's my flow, and just want to let you guys know that. So be really direct when you get your mini reading with me today. If you want to talk about somebody, have their name or their initials ready for me, be really specific. I got a long lineup here. I'm going to try to get to everybody here, and I'm going to get ready to start the readings here in just a minute. But I want to make sure that if you missed it, if you do want a free reading today, call in at 714-816-4628. 4628. Dial 1, get into the queue, or join us in our live chat room at psychictalk.live. All right, so we're going to get to our first caller today, area code 647. What is your name and where are you calling me from, caller?
Hi, this is Paul from Toronto.
Hey, Paul, how are you today?
I'm good. My question is, will I win the lottery on July 17, 2019, or within the year? I've been doing high-end visualizations for manifesting the lottery. And, yeah, that's my question.
All right.
A multi-million dollar win.
I got a delay in your progress. But don't let that stop you. I do feel like you're trying to work on numbers here and patterns, because I feel like you're getting close. But I don't. When you ask me on that day and on that time, I did get it. Now I get to have patience, put things together a little bit differently. I do get you winning something. I get you being somewhat successful. So good luck with that. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. I was able to help you. All right. Let's go. All right. So next we have area code 267. What is your name and where are you calling me from, caller?
Hi, Stephanie. This is Donna from Pennsylvania.
Well, hey, darling. How are you?
All right. Fine. Thank you. Yes. And I will vouch for that. If you call too many times, you get very confused, so that's why I just stick with you, as you know.
Well, what's going on?
Yes, I wanted to ask you, my daughter, her name's Nicole, we're kind of distant, and, you know, I've been going through a lot, as you know, but I want to get things, you know, good with her again. Could you tell me what's going on with her, why she is so distant? Her name's Nicole.
All right. All right. She doesn't like your advice. She's hard-headed and stubborn. All right. Right away, I got, like, she really doesn't have any ulterior motives or anything like that about you. It's not like, beware of mom. She knows that you're a good woman, okay? And she gets angry and she says things that she doesn't mean. And, you know, I get you and her have this very much forgiving relationship towards each other when that does happen. So you definitely... You know, well, it's hard to captivate her, okay, with your advice or your wisdom. She doesn't want to hear it. She wants to do it on her own. I do get, like, there's a man in her life, or, like, men are running a big influence around her. Like, they're influencing her behavior, too, like, for trying to date her. Like, I get a little boy crazy, guy crazy or whatever. Or, like, just being young or looking for a partner or a partner. It's, like, actually that kind of tosses your relationship up a bit, I feel. The fact that she wants her own experiences without your input on it, too. She doesn't want you to know everything she's doing. I'd say your best course of action right now to have the relationship that you're looking for with Nicole is just to slow down with her, you know, like slow down. Don't be the leader right now around her. I do feel that she's trying to do something on her own right now, but she's not making the best decisions. And when she does get in trouble and she needs you, I do get her coming to you. All right?
Okay.
I mean, your mom. And this is why I want you just to slow down. When you deal with Nicole, and she wants to argue or you don't like what she says, I want you just to change the subject, okay? And if you get a downfall a little bit after that, you tell her that you'll talk to her later when she's feeling better and that you love her. you're going to cut it off because you've got some bad, what do you call it, bad habits with your daughter to keep things going or to make it unhappy. But really, you love each other. It doesn't matter. You still love each other. And you're always going to be there for her, I see. So nothing's going to be perfect. Give her a little bit of time. You know, she's doing some social, I get a lot of social relationships around her, and she's happy, okay? But the sincerity between mother and daughter needs to change. So no more rushing towards her. If she's going to need you, you'll be there. It'll preserve preserve the relationship. When I feel like you're in a stationary period with her, but at the same time, you know, you guys still are connected. I still see this connection. No matter when everything falls, it's sad that kids do that. You get what I'm saying? When everything falls and they need you, they need you. But when
right,
you
and that's
them,
the only time.
They never stop being selfish, I don't think. I don't care how old they are, it seems. You know what I mean? It's really always going to be about them until they start growing up and then they start appreciating that relationship with their parents. It's usually when
right.
they get older. Yeah.
Yeah. When I call her, she's always saying, I'm in the shower, I'm doing this, and I know she's not.
Yeah. Yeah, no rush. It's okay if you don't talk to her. For like, back off, watch her notice it, and she'll call you. She'll worry about you more. She does love you. She's just doing her own thing, and she's not appreciating you at the moment, but she will. Give it some time. There's a lot of well-meaning in this relationship with you and Nicole. Don't influence her right now. Don't give her your advice right now unless you ask for it.
Okay.
It's okay. Well, I'll talk to you at another time. You know, you tease her a little bit. Well, you take a lot of showers. You must be really clean, you know. Tease her a little bit. Make jokes at her instead of saying whatever, you know, like whatever, and having that energy. Like, and then just talk to me when I'll talk to you when you want to talk. And she's just at that age, darling. It's hard.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No, you're very welcome. Is there anything else I could do for you?
No, I just didn't know if I did something to her, like, that she didn't like, because I know I could be overbearing and miserable sometimes.
But she doesn't like your advice. She doesn't like your input right now, so don't give her any. You know? Just tell her what's going on with you and ask her what's going on with her. And then tell her you love her and you'll talk to her later. And just try to, you know, keep preserving the good energy. But let her know that, you know, if she's going to act that way, that you'll just talk to her later. Which you love her. Teach her. At this age, teach her.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, darling.
All right, well, thank you.
Okay,
you too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We have another caller on the line. We have area code 727. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kate calling from Florida.
Hey, Kate. How are you today?
Terrific. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, what's going on? How can I help you today?
The message, particularly anything regarding ancestral healing, from my angels or guides, that's for my highest good at this moment.
All right, I don't understand the question. I don't work the certain way that I see things. I want to be able to stay true to my gifts.
Absolutely.
I don't work with the angels, or I know some of my colleagues do, and they receive angel messages from their guides, but I don't do that. What I can do is look into certain situations that are actually happening in your life, and
mm-hmm.
I can see details about them, and I can kind of get into a person's head and see what they're thinking and feeling. but I don't work in that avenue, but I do know that some of the radio shows do.
Well, thank you for that. So, I appreciate your staying in the moment and being authentic.
Yeah. Well, is there anything that you have a question for me that I could look into for you today?
Can you do a mini reading about current energy?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
You want me to look at your current energy?
Current energy and the energy around me. And it's interesting that you said with the first caller that he is looking at number patterns.
Uh-huh.
Because I am sitting at a table looking at number patterns.
You're looking for the meanings of numbers.
I am actually looking at Mega and Powerball patterns.
Oh, wow. All right. Let me just look and see what's going on around you that you need to be aware of, energy-wise.
Okay.
All right. You definitely got a bunch of different kind of energies going on because I get you right off the bat to be extremely creative. Self-reliant, you got some power around you. I don't know if you do what I do, or I get a lot of meditation work. I get a very strong woman that's growing, coming out of a time in your life where there was a lot of apprehension and fear, and you've been delayed on some stuff by getting the knowledge that you're getting now. And I do feel like the changes that you're going through are kind of short-lived. I get you to be extremely happy, too. You are full in your life. You came to a good place. I got a lot of spiritual protection around you that would be family. And I get some time in your life where you're finding some peace. And I get you being like, I get the fruits of your labor already kind of done. So now you're just kind of living in the moment. You have a lot of freedom. But I don't know what to do with this freedom. I'm getting a lot of clouds wrapped around your freedom. I am a medium, so I can connect to spirit energy, but it's mostly like ancestry type of things. I clean houses. I could tell energies in homes. But when I look at you, I'm getting a cloud wrapped around a lot of your freedom. You don't know what to do. A lot of it, it's like you're touching on things and you're feeling things, but I get I'm looking at some emptiness and where you're existing, trying to touch on stuff. Okay, like everything's a little cloudy on some areas that you're trying to, that are difficult, but they're very interesting and intriguing and pulling you in. I get you changing. And not in a bad way at all. I'm getting you taking a lot of advantage of, I get a lot of attainment or anointments around you. You're being called in to do something, and it's for humanity as well, like humankind. Love animals. You don't like this world that we're living in. You want stability, you wish stability. I get something around you that's coming that you're going to touch on, you're going to find favor in, and you're going to go forward with it and make some new attempts. They've been in your head. You got to put them out there. It's okay to be by yourself because this is where you grew. This is why you've grown. This is why you are happy. But I don't see you're going to stay that way. That's not your main focus.
Oh, okay. So accurate.
Well, for me, it's not. Yeah. I get some people changing around you, too, and you finding some new meanings with some new people. Getting I could see when I see this filling, I'm trying to describe it. It's where you are a whole person, but there's some things that are missing. But when you start doing this new, whatever's coming ahead that you're coming in union with and partnership with, like it's kind of creative. I kind of feel you start getting full again. Like there's no emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
You're finding some new. I love this golden age. It's a switch age. It's like somewhere like when you get into your 40s and on up, you start to change and life has a different meaning. You know,
yes.
And I just get you taking this on in union and you trying to find, you know, definitely working on your spirituality. The meanings about things. Everything has a meaning. Everything has a life. Even what you're sitting there and doing, there's a pattern. There's a flow. But what is it? It's like a puzzle.
Yes.
All right, so I like the energy around you. I love it. I'm a little envious. I want to get to where you are, finding meaning in life. You know, everybody's got their flaws, but more importantly, I feel that you've got a lot this freedom around you where you could do whatever you want to do at this point in your life, and you're definitely starting to take advantage of it. You're starting to. There's a little fear, but you're definitely going forward. I hope I was able to help you today with that.
Thank you, Stephanie. I will call next week, and I look forward to chatting with your mom.
Yeah, that will be wonderful. I look forward
Thank
to that
you.
As well. It was a pleasure. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Like I said, every Thursday I run a special, and if you would like to book a full reading with me, you can go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com. You can find me on Facebook, or you can find me on Keen. I am definitely a favorite over there. And if you book 10 minutes, you get 5 minutes free. And if you want to book a 15-minute session with me, you get 10 minutes free on top of that. So I'll be running that special all weekend long. I hope everybody has got wonderful plans for Mother's Day this weekend. I'm going to be spending Mother's Day with mine. She's not listening right now, so I think I'm going to take her out and go get her a manicure and a pedicure and take her out to lunch and have her wake up to some flowers with a nice breakfast. And I'm going to spend the day with my mother. I'm going to appreciate her. I only get one, and you know, she's getting older, and I definitely have my time in my life where I probably gave her pure hell. You know, I wasn't the best kid. But, you know, like the caller that we had, Donna, you know, there comes a time when we do appreciate our moms and we value and cherish those relationships. And I'm definitely cherishing mine. So I hope everybody has a wonderful Mother's Day this weekend. And keep the energy positive. And if your mother isn't with you this weekend in the physical, guarantee you it'll be their divine intervention to make sure that they're with you spiritually. So look out for those signs as well. You know, loved ones, we use certain ways to gather our attention. You know, you might hear a song. You know, certain numbers may pop up. You may smell her. Or the memories just flooding into your head could be her standing right next to you and implanting those memories into your head. You can have a dream. And recently I've been visited by my grandparents. My grandmother comes and sends me hummingbirds. And they're not just normal hummingbirds that go to feed. They come and it's like they scare me. They almost get in my face. I feel like they're going to poke me. Because they'll fly that close to me. But I know it's her like letting me know that she's around me, watching me, and I'm definitely never alone. So just be aware when you feel those feelings on Mother's Day, just because you can't see them doesn't mean that they're not there. We continue to live forever. Our souls live forever. And our parents, they love us. They watch over us no matter what. So I want everybody to have a happy, happy Mother's Day. And so I'm going to get on to the next caller here. I know I keep talking. I got area code 347. What is your name and where are you calling me from?
Oh, hello?
Hi, how are you today?
Oh, hi. This is Katie. I'm calling from New York.
Oh, hello. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. What's going on? How can I help you today?
I just have a quick question. I'm wondering, am I going to get a traditional kind of job, say like a 9-to-5, pretty soon? I'm just trying to figure out what to put my energy into.
All right. All right. Well, right when you ask me, are you going to get this 9-to-5, I get this man calling you for about a job, and I am seeing him. And he is going to try to put something in around you that is 9-to-5. I get a compromise with you.
Okay.
And it's not too far off. It's like 6 to 10 days. Is when you're going to go down for this job interview, or I'm not sure if you've even talked to this guy yet, but he's coming in really, really fast. And
uh-huh.
It is a traditional kind of job. He's got an idea. I don't want you to talk over the phone about your hours right now, because I feel like once you go down there's a little bit of a compromise that can be done regarding
uh-huh.
your schedule. Okay,
uh-huh.
But I don't
uh-huh.
want you to start off with that first. Otherwise, it looks like a weakness for some reason.
Okay. Okay, you mean if I bring up my hours or is yes. it my hourly pay?
Whatever it is, don't bring it up because it sounds weak almost at the beginning. Like you're telling them what you're wanting to do instead of working together
uh-huh.
with someone would
uh-huh.
work with you because you are qualified.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Like, don't start off with
yeah.
that. Wait till they call you and be open. Like, you're open. You have you're open with that. But open also means that you have, you know, something to negotiate. There's something different with your hours or something that you're looking for that's a little bit different. I don't know if you've got kids or someone to get to, or it's the travel, or you just don't want to. I just get something different with time with you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm pretty busy, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you're going to be working within the next couple of weeks. It's that quick. You've
okay.
had a lot of anxiety, and I have a
yes,
lot of things like fail. But you've also have a lot of things out there where I'm getting something like coming together really quick. Like I said, I don't know if you put it out or not, or if you've talked to them yet, but it's coming in real quick. So it's probably something that you did put out there.
Well, believe it or not, I asked you because someone contacted me today who I had contacted him. He contacted me. I met with him before, but he didn't. I don't know. I guess the job didn't fall through. So he literally contacted me again today and said he's putting me back in for that position, and he asked something else also.
All right.
So,
that might be a good sign there. You get
yeah,
what I'm saying? Right away I'm seeing this man getting you a job. And if that man called you and I get everything happening really fast, take advantage
yeah.
of what just happened.
Opportunity.
That's a good
okay.
sign. It's like a good omen. good omen.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just stay positive and I'm going to be, because he was going back and forth with the price, and I just told him I'm pretty open. Just get me something good.
Yes. Don't give him any numbers or timing. Let's get the job. Let's compromise. You get what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Totally.
Let's get my foot in the door.
Yes, ma'am. It looks good,
okay.
darling. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
I will let you know in a few weeks how it works out. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's see here. I'm going to look and see. We got some new upcoming shows. You know, we got some really, I think we have a few brand new radio show hosts. One of them was on yesterday. Definitely, I forgot her name, but I'm going to look it up. But we have some really, really exciting new upcoming psychics on. I think she even does like pet psychic readings, which is really unique and amazing to me. I wish I could read animals. So I kind of pick up their energy, but only usually if it's something really intense, like something's wrong, I could pick it up. But I would love to be able to talk to animals. I love animals so much. But we have Cooch Daniels coming on, the fabulous tarot and author and radio host. She's launching a new love show this month, and her Cooch's Cosmic Cafe show is moving to a regular time slot on Sundays. So on the second Sunday of every month, beginning on May 12th, it's Cooch's Cosmic Cafe, which will air at 1 p.m. Pacific time. That would be 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we also have a premier psychic talk show radio show host, The Wisdom of the Soul Show. Her name is Janice. All about connecting to the universal love and wisdom through like connecting to your soul. Janice wants to share with you how you can open up to your soul so you can have access to universal love and wisdom. Very interesting. You know, this year we are trying to expand psychic talk, and we are definitely growing. I know that I am definitely blessed, and I feel very appreciative to be able to be one of the radio hosts here on Psychic Talk. It's definitely been a very, very good experience for me. And our goal this year is to expand the network, and we want to get a wide variety of talented psychics and readers and practitioners as hosts to talk on Psychic Talk. So, you know, they're offering some special pricing to make it easier. And if you would like to join us as a staff co-host, please go to psychictalk.net, and you could definitely see all the information there. I'll be here every Thursday. I just love to do tarot, so I get up on here and do these live mini readings. But next Thursday, we're going to have a mother-daughter duo with me and my mother. You can see where I get it from. And my mother and I will trade off, and we will do some readings next Thursday. Tomorrow, let me see what's going on. Friday on the 10th, we have Soul Realignment Series with Kathy, Dr. Dax, and Dr. Rose. And they're going to be working on the Divine Energy Centers. And they will also be doing live open calls and doing mini readings. Saturday, May 11th, we have Mary Brown and Dax. They're going to hold open lines, plus take your calls for questions and comments. And please definitely look into that. On the 12th, we have Power of Prayers with special guest Sherry Myers. So on that episode, Spiritual Landscape Show, host Lottie and Frankie are going to welcome their special guest Sherry Myers with the Power of Prayers. Call in, join them on Sunday. So we have a lot of up-and-coming things coming up, and it's very exciting to see these very talented people coming on and sharing their gifts. So just wanted to tell everybody about that. I'm going to get on to our next caller. I have area code 502. Area code, where are you calling me from?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, what's your name? I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry. I didn't get to hear that part.
I didn't get your name, darling. What is it?
Oh, Jalithia Workman.
Oh, okay. Where are you calling me from?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky. Very nice. I had a hard time hearing you at first. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was listening to the show on my accident. My question is, will I get my apartment in the next 2 months? And will me and Q have our baby that we're trying to have?
Let me see. Let me see if we're going to be moving and get that apartment in the next couple of months. Let me see when I see it. I do see it being difficult. Hold on. There's something that you're not doing that you need to do that to make this happen, because I get right away that you're being disappointed on things that are coming up, but you can take control over the situation by approaching this, I guess, in a different way or getting things together. You have an opportunity coming in that I am getting things like falling down. Let me see if you're going to be moving in the next 2 months, because I don't like what I was picking up. I'm getting something reverse on you, and I'm getting that you need to, that there's something that you need to do that to maintain, put balance or something. Like you're offsetting something. I don't know if you're altering your income or you're altering something, but I think something needs to change. You got to make a decision in order to progress or to move. Are you trying to put somebody else on your lease? Or something like that? Are you trying to do
no.
with somebody else, not just you?
No, it's just me.
Because I get something mathematically that is off.
Mathematically?
It's offsetting something. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, not at all. That's not
all right, let me see what the problem is, why you're not moving, because I'm seeing something reverse on you that it just shakes you up, okay? So it's not positive. Let me see what it is. The property or something that you're looking at it's failing. It's unreliable. Okay? I feel like you got your eyes set on something, but it's failing. I need you to go a different direction. I need you to start a new project, okay?
Right.
You can keep that one on hold or wherever it is that you're trying to get in, but I'm getting a loss around this, and I'm feeling that it's not connecting, okay? And
right.
then that you're putting too much time into it, and I feel they deceive you. And then I get like you need to double deal. You need to do a double deal. So that means to me that you need to look somewhere else at the same time as this one
right.
place, because I feel like they're going to – I get a loss. I get worry. You need to make a decision and move in a different direction. And if you do that, then you'll be able to find a place within this time limit. But if you don't start looking in different places, in a different place, you're not. You can't
right.
rely on something that's in front of you right now.
Right.
So you have to change directions, darling, to move in the next 2 months. Or these people or somebody's going to set you back and it'll devastate you.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. It makes sense.
I'm glad I was able to break that down. I was trying, I guess more than anything, I was looking for a positive outcome myself. And
right.
I wasn't getting it, because it was just coming in. It kept coming in as like, this is going to fall down. So, like something that you had, you're working on is just going to crumble. And you need to get that backup plan. But maybe it's a good thing that you called me today. Is that now you can get
right.
that backup plan put in motion. And that way you're not going to be put into a position where it is going to be devastating.
Right, right. It's understandable.
All right, well, I hope I was able to help you today. And if you have any more questions, I am running a special. You can find me at stephaniesguidedtarot.com, and it would definitely be a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much.
No, you're very welcome.
All right,
we have – bye-bye. All right, I know I have a few more callers left in line. I'd like to get to all of y'all today. We have area code 289. What's your name and where are we calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you can hear me?
Yeah, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling me from?
Yeah, Mark, because I'm calling from Toronto.
Well, nice to meet you today. How can I help you?
It was actually my friend that was going to call, but she had to step out, so she said maybe I should ask you something that's been going on in my life. I'm thinking about moving right now, and I'm wondering if that's a good fit, and then I was wondering about the energy around me right now.
All right, let me see what's going on with you. You're going to end that move, that's going to happen. Okay, I'm getting a lot of different things right away that you're not even asking me. And you asked about
There's a lot going through my head. I'm not asking you, but you don't have a lot of time for me.
Well, no, I mean, look, it's not all bad. It really isn't. The first thing I'm picking up here is that you're going through an experience right now, and I'm getting like a loss, okay, like you're taking a loss or something misfortunate.
Yeah.
And I do get like this misfortune is also like kind of befallen a friend. It's a burial. It's a death. It's something that's ending, and it's causing a lot of like sadness and ruin, you know. I feel like that you made a poor risk or you made a mistake, and now you got to change it up, okay? And that's why you have indecision about moving forward. I don't think that you should be making a decision while you're upset or while you're in conflict with your emotions in any way, because you're not able to make the best decision for you. I get right now that you're in a displeasing position where, like, it's like you're ready to make a dramatic, like a drastic change. But I do if you do that, I get fear of financial, and I get financial upset, okay? So it would throw you off a little bit financially even. There's something better around the corner for you. Who did you lose? Did you lose a woman or a friend or, like, a quarrel? I get upset, like, difference by that.
I lost a loved one. I lost a girl that was really close to me, but I lost her in 15.
Okay, that makes sense. And so you're trying to look for something better, but I feel like something better is around the corner from where you are. If that makes sense to you. Let me see what your best course of action is right now to help you kind of get through this situation. I'm going to get the chill, something, and I'm feeling something. Hold on. You're having a hard time. Hold on. And so you're dealing with the death?
Pardon me?
You're dealing like with the death of something.
Well, we just had another recent death. My uncle passed away recently.
I'm getting a lot of suffering around your like energy, but not necessarily just your energy. Okay, and I don't think that moving is going to clear away that energy.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
Okay, you might need a break. You know, you might need something that might renew you a little bit, but I don't feel that moving is going to clear that away for you. I got spirit telling me to tell you to stay away, to stay and push through.
Pardon me?
I'm getting something telling me to tell you to push through this, that you can deal with this. You got to be able to realize you got some goals that you want to do and things that you want to do, but this, I think like you're just on this temporary hold here. And then I get you. Well, you're a good guy.
Yeah, I broke my foot last year, April. So I've been out of work since. I'm doing rehab right now, physio. So this is supposed to be my last month of physio. And after this.
Yeah, like you got some goals and you have some plans of what you're going to do. I get you doing them a little bit later on, like going towards like the fall. And then I get you making, that's when I get your life kind of turning around again. And I got something better around the corner. I don't know if you're going back to school or, because I got, when I get this feeling of where I'm seeing you go, I'm getting you making an attempt to go after something that you're fantasizing about, like going after a dream. Taking something for you. And to me, it almost feels like school or something where you're getting educated so that you can make good money. And I just get you kind of getting into some social relationships at that time and like business knowledge. And I get things switching and turning for you. But you have to stay where you are, and you have to push through whatever it is you've started. You need to finish it. That's what you need to do. Spirit's telling me to stop. You might, like, it's okay to take a break. But you have to come back to things, okay? Like, you have to finish them. As soon as you do, you become this leader. And I get the experience, and then I get you've made a wise investment in yourself. And now you can go on to start making your plans come into reality.
Okay.
So
okay.
The biggest change anybody can make is clear away the old and make way for the new. So at this point in time, if things are stressing you out and people are putting, put them down for a moment. Put you first and focus on you and all the feelings that I get right now that you're going through. Turn that fire and that energy of depression and sadness, turn that into energy. Turn that into light and a fire under you. Make it make you angry to make you like want to come out on top.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But yes, I hope I was able to help you. I'm glad that your friend made you get on.
Yeah, I'll tell you said that. Actually, and you know what? Coincidentally, when you were talking about Mother's Day and like your message, when she comes back, I'm going to tell her because I think that was actually geared for her and her mom because her mom passed. But I think that was geared towards her.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right, hon. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye-bye. All right, guys. I got area code 917 on the line. What's your name? Where are you calling me from?
Hi. Yeah, this is Nisa. I would like to know what you see from my love life. Do you see anyone coming in?
A new person coming in?
Yes.
All right.
Just going to put on my ear plugs while you hold on. Okay, Marianne.
Mm-hmm. So you just decided, really, that you were going to kind of shelter yourself in the love area and do a little bit of exploration. I like that. Mm-hmm. All right, so you become open. You're tired of being by yourself. And I do think that you can have your, you know, can, you know, what you're really wanting in life with a man. I do see you getting it. I do see that you're having, with that thought of you being more open is actually what you do need to do. You do need to be more open and explore a few avenues to some of, because I feel like you want somebody that has, like, you know, I get like tradition, but has more, it's like more like morals, right? Has those old-fashioned kind of morals that open doors for you. And, you know, there is a fear of God. I don't think you need a Bible thumper. I'm getting the combination of someone that has the material and the spiritual side together and that wants to travel and make you a priority. And I think you could absolutely obtain that.
Okay.
I get that you are. So I feel like you are kind of like, you are trying to stay away from internet dating for some reason. You don't want to do it.
Yeah, sure. I tried it. It's not working.
You don't want to do it.
It's not working.
But
no.
I'm getting something here that you're going to find something that's compatible with you in the next couple of months that's going to put you on the path to meet a really nice man. And I get this completely. So you're on the right track of being open. Keep it's good to put that energy of wishing out there what you want. Keep that up. That's positive energy that's going to draw it into you. I do get that you're trying to get over any. See, I just get that you're done with emotional confusion. That's it. Nothing, you won't even deal with it again.
Yeah, I had this guy.
So,
he was like, we're friends, but then we were not friends. It was very confusing for me. Friends, not friends.
I feel like you're improving yourself in that area with your mind, like you said, you know, being more active or cautiously exploring dating again. But do it. Be okay with it.
Yeah.
You're in control. You are absolutely in control.
I mean, the other guy, he's not going to come back, is he? I mean, even if he does, what that people would make.
I honestly, I got you were done with being emotionally confused, period.
Oh, good.
Period.
Yes.
Period.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous. I think it's mean what he's doing, and then he's like putting it all on me.
Somebody acts like they don't care.
They don't care. Exactly.
That's why when we said new, I got you cautiously exploring. Like you said, you can have what you want. You're in control. It's okay to go and be dating. And you know what? I think you're alert to the unknown dangers of what's coming at you. I think you're stronger. There's more willpower there. It is going to take a little time for you to find that harmony, but you've already started that.
I know. Okay. Sounds good. Well, it sounds very good. I hope it's like that. It will go like that. Yeah, do you see also like a career change soon?
A career change?
No. Yeah, like a new job, a new opportunity.
I got no immediate solution to what you want because I do get to, that you are desiring some happiness with this newfound career or changing career.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So I get you being a little bit greedy with yourself. And so I think that things are coming up, but you're unsure. And you don't want finance. I do get that like you're inquisitive, but you know, and you don't want any financial upset in the future, but I do feel like you're okay now. Something is going to present itself that's going to mix something with the past to the present. And it's something like in the middle. So it's something you might have touched on before, but because I'm getting mixing the past with the present.
Uh-huh.
You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, mixing.
You say new career, but it might be something that you thought of a long time ago. And now it's coming into fruition, or you're mixing something that was new and some touching on the old.
Well, this thing that I applied for was something that I wanted for a long, long time, and it just came back to to me. So maybe it doesn't have to be that, but maybe that. I don't know.
Well, you asked a new career, and I'm just getting something that you it's the past being brought back into the present.
Oh, okay. Well, it's kind of the same.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not new, but.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. Oh, my God. You're funny. You're laughing at me a good time, too.
No, I'm not
something
laughing at
funny.
You. I'm laughing at
I know
myself
you're not.
Because. I'm thinking, I keep getting, every time we say it, I get the past into the present, mixing the past
oh.
and present. You get what I mean? And it's like when I'm looking into it again and we asked it again, and it said
yeah.
mixing the past with the present. So I'm thinking here as you're saying it, and I'm going, literally, I think that's exactly what it means.
Oh. Now, maybe
you know
I'll understand
mean?
It later. But
yeah,
maybe I'll understand it in a while. But yeah, I hope that I can grow and move on and do other things that are more interesting to me.
Well, I do get something that's presenting itself in a good way, and it is causing me.
Okay.
I did get you connecting to it, but it's not new. It has to be, so it might
oh.
be that what you said. It might be something you have touched on, and it's not necessarily
well,
a new career. It's because you've done something
it,
similar
yeah,
before.
Yeah, 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 I get it. It could also be in the same system, but in a different place.
Exactly.
Like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's helpful. That's very helpful. Yeah, I like that.
So, and
that's
I
fine.
Do get good money with it. I don't think it's all about the money. I think there's a combination
no.
of financial, but I get happiness. Like you want to go into
oh.
work happy or you're not going to do this at all.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely want to move on to
something
more.
I like you.
More.
You're very particular.
But see, but I was just a little bit sad that that guy didn't want to go for me. Like, I felt like he could be good, you know, but he just, like, said something really bad and I just pushed him away so far. Yeah, it's,
no,
like, it's
but
not only
what,
on these terms.
You know what, though? You are asking and praying and wishing for something that's good. And if he's not going to reveal himself as that, it's best that he's gone.
Yeah.
And you can
yeah.
go on to the next.
Yeah.
Because, you know, really, you got to go through a couple bad eggs to get to that one, unless you're really, really lucky.
True.
And, like, one in a million.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. That's true. That's absolutely true. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that
well,
makes
I
sense.
I was able
that's
to help you today.
Yes, you were. It was nice meeting you.
Well, nice to meet you too, hon. You have a wonderful day.
Have a great day. Okay, talk to you
me
later.
Too.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, guys, we have a few more callers left. I got area code 650. What is your name and where are you calling me from?
Hi. I'm calling from California. My name is Zara. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Stephanie. Thank you. This is my first time calling you, and I would love a reading on whatever and what the energies are out there for me at this present time. What is coming
okay.
month?
I had a hard time hearing you. I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I repeat myself. I was wondering if you could pick up the energy around me for the month of May.
I am getting some things that have been feeling kind of unrewarding around you when it's coming to, I get love, romance, or peace right now, trying to find some peace. I am getting a little bit of a turnaround in that. I get some security coming in that is going to give you feel more trust, more freedom of emotion here. I get testing the sincerity of something. You've been, I get that you've been kind of overburdened with something, and I get this, whatever it is, I get like it's about to be resolved. Effort being met, and I get getting over something that would be better for you, what you've been looking for, like you've been waiting for some type of emotional inspiration or something that would create hope approaching you.
Yes, that resonates, yeah.
I think that you're a very generous woman here, and I think that you've come to a point, what I'm reading is that I get you, there's a few fears here that have been misused from an ungenerous person that's going to turn around on you and surprise you. And instead of causing trouble or that feeling, I get it's more like faith. It's more like hope. It's a little bit more of a rewarding experience where it doesn't feel so flawed, and that there does feel like there's some meaning there. And I feel like you've partially been feeling some loss with this person.
I'm not sure what that's about.
Okay. It could be anybody, but I am getting some peace wrapped around something that was not very generous to you, finally. And something that's inquisitive that caused some upset. So you have a few energies coming in that are going to take some stress off of you. For your own well-being, your own comfort, yes. Oh, okay, some freedom of emotion. So I guess right now you're kind of in the air in transition and hoping for some things, and they're going to turn around on you. They're coming.
They're coming.
They're coming.
That's wonderful. Okay. Are you picking up any... Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
All right, honey. Have a good day.
Thank you, Steph. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. And I want to thank everybody for joining me today. I know, again, once again, happy Mother's Day to everybody this weekend. I hope everybody has a blessed, safe, wonderful, meaningful Mother's Day. I will be here next Thursday, and next Thursday I'm going to have my mother on. So we will be trading readings, and you can see where I can get it from. I am running a special. If you want to book 10 minutes with me, you get 5 minutes free. That session is $40. Or you can book a 15-minute session with me for $60 and get 10 minutes free. If you'd like to do that, go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com, and it would be a pleasure. I want to thank everybody for listening in and joining us on Psychic Talk Radio. Everybody have a wonderful day. Stay blessed, and goodbye.